Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Kenya. Could I please have your zip code?
78613.
Thank you. And could I please have your first and last name?
Jan Edmondson. I just spoke to somebody a while ago.
Thank you. Just to make sure I am looking at the correct information, could you verify your mailing address, please?
1301 West Whitestone Boulevard, apartment 226, Cedar Park, Texas.
Thank you. And so I do see here, looks like you paid the shipping for your free gift. It was the $7.45 for the purifier. And then you were charged the $49.97, and that got you a $125 gift card for the online store that is called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club. And so basically the reason that you were offered the purifier is so that you can sign up for the service and receive other gadgets like the purifier with that $125 gift card. And I do see here that this was canceled and you did receive a $25 refund.
Well, I was told that I would have email confirmation, and I haven't gotten it.
Okay. Well, yes, ma'am. So we would not be able to send the email. I can give you your cancellation number or your refund confirmation.
Okay. And so, all right. So this is a cancellation number.
Right. And that is,
name of your company?
well, this is a third-party call center. We assist with the calls for over 400 different online vendors. But the name of the website is Best Consumer Gadget Club.
Best Consumer
Gadgets
Gadgets
Club.
And tell me again what it was supposed to do.
So basically, when you paid the shipping, which was the $7.45 for your purifier, the $49.97, it got you a $125 gift card for the online store that is called the Best Consumer Gadgets Club.
And so, I mean, are you saying that you could get up to $125 worth of products from there, or you have to pay shipping too, or what's the catch? I'm sure that you're going to charge something else, right?
No, ma'am. So the reason you're charged the $49.97 is for the $125 gift card.
Well, I never got it or saw it. So you just go online and see it? Is that what you're saying?
So you receive, and once you're charged, you receive an email from Factory Direct Savings Store, and that email is what lets you know about the gift card.
Well, maybe I never got that email. I don't recall. I mean, that's why this whole thing seems like a scam. Can you give me the email again?
I
Do I
can
have?
put it into the system for you to receive that email.
Okay.
And so it should be to you shortly.
And then will there be an email about the refund also?
Well, no, ma'am, I wouldn't be able to do that. I can put it into the system for you to receive it, but I'm not sure if you'll receive it.
Well, so why would that other guy tell me that I would be receiving an email confirmation of my cancellation?
Because you will receive an email. Basically, once the account is canceled, the email is automatically sent. But if you have not received it, we would not be able to send it just because we're not able to send email.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So are you going to, but you just said you were going to send me an email like the original one that was supposed to come.
Right. So I was saying that I can put it into the system for you to receive that email.
But there's no guarantee I will receive it? Is that what you're saying?
Right. So sometimes it is a delay on it. So maybe you'll receive it maybe on tomorrow. I can't really give a specific time span or when you'll receive the email.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am.
Well, I mean, how would I know? I mean, if I never got it and saw what all these gifts, what all this gift card would buy, I mean, I'm just canceling it because it doesn't seem like it was legit. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, I understand.
I mean, because they wouldn't give me my whole amount back, even.
It's because in the terms and conditions, when you were first paid the shipping, it stated there in the terms and conditions about the $49.97 charge, and you would have to click that you agree to the terms in order for the order to be placed.
Okay. And what's the name of that email that I would have received?
I'm sorry.
Maybe I can go back and find it.
Oh, it was from Factory Direct Savings Store.
Factory Direct
Savings mm-hmm.
Store. Now, would it still be active?
Yes, ma'am.
Until I receive that email, or what?
It'll be active for the month.
For the whole month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And that's factorydirectsavingsstore.com, or just that's just the name of what you would put in to find the email?
Right, so that's what you would put in to find the email.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. And so that is the name of the website as well.
Okay, and so that would take you to the store that's supposed to give you some good gifts.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And then if I just did see something I wanted to buy, how would I do that?
So once you go to checkout, it's usually just going to ask you for your code to your card, because it's basically like a discount code, so a $125 gift card. But since it's like on the phone, it's just going to be like this, just a few numbers and a few letters. So it's going to ask you basically for that code when you're checking out.
I see. Okay. So how do I know what my code is?
It's going to give it to you in the email. That's going to
be
provided.
The email that you're
going
to. You mean? Or that I'm going to find, or that you're going to send? Is that right?
It's going to be the same email. So if you do already have it, the one that I'll be sending, it's going to be the same one.
Okay. All right. I'll see if I can find it, but you're going to send it also.
Yes,
right?
Ma'am. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Well, I'm just trying to get more details on this, this thing.
Okay. Well, I definitely do understand. Was there anything else that I could check into?
I don't think so. I think this is good. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.